Hi, this is James, the coach of Team Liquid, and you're listening to The Center Ring.
Okay, so let's start.
Hello and welcome to another episode of The Center Ring, aka TCR, aka your favorite esports podcast. Episode 56 coming to you live, pre-recorded from an undisclosed location. I'll be one of your hosts for this evening. My name is Tim. Hello. Joining me tonight, as usual, Anuj, so dedicated to the show, so on time. You said you weren't going to be here, but you were like, no, I will be there.
I don't know what y'all would do without me, man. I had to be here.
I don't know.
I had to be here.
I'm a team player.
Let's go, baby. I'm ready today.
And across the way, Brett is off suspension, everybody.
That's right. I'm back.
Welcome back,
biatches.
So you have time for this show?
Yeah, I do.
But last week,
things happened.
Tell the audience what you're doing.
Life, okay, guys.
All right, we'll talk about it.
Happened.
We'll talk about it after the show.
Okay.
Because this episode is the best episode ever. I promise. Not saying the last episodes weren't, but we just keep trumping the next one, right? That's how it happens. We'll finish the show with e-news like normal, just a compilation of stories we just don't really have the time or energy to break fully down into. E-League Street Fighter coming up. The playoffs start this week. Group A is coming up Friday. We will talk about that. We have fun with audio. As great as the E-League production has been, there are some funny takeaways from that. We will play some fun audio for you. And of course, well, not of course, you don't know this, but Blizzard has announced that they're going to do the Overwatch World Cup yet again. So we want to talk about that, kind of the implications of what a world tournament like that can do for esports. Everyone says esports in the Olympics. Blizzard's kind of the closest it can be. But before we get into the World Cup of Overwatch, I want to implore all of you, if you are listening right now, go to Twitter and follow the show at The Center Ring. And I know you're thinking, well, maybe, okay, I'll do it. No, go right now on your cell phones, your laptops, whatever. Log into your friends' accounts. Everyone needs to follow the show on Twitter because we get reminders all the time that we're just not that popular. You can't have a press pass because of it. So, you know, it's okay, though. Well, we're over it. We're over it. We won't burn that bridge unless we have to. But again, moral of the story is go follow us on Twitter at The Center Ring. Get involved with the show. Follow us on Discord or join our Discord and hang out. We're always there hanging out. I want to get into Overwatch World Cup first. Blizzard did this last year. Did either one of you watch?
I was busy playing Overwatch last year, not really watching the competitive scene.
No, I watched a few matches. Not a lot, though, to be honest.
So the concept of it is, it sounds really cool. You know, like, okay, it's a World Cup. Everyone loves World Cup anything, right? You slap your nation's flag on it, you're going to get jazzed for it no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you. It's something mentally that people do. However, Blizzard being Blizzard, for every amazing thing that they do, always finds something off about it. Like, I always find myself being like, oh, good job, Blizzard. That was really good. And then, like, quickly being like, no, you're an idiot. You don't know what you're doing. You're not really taking this serious. The thing last year, and they're doing it again this year, is they're letting the fans vote in the players.
Boo.
That's never a good sign. But to kind of set this up, I know, Brett, do you have it in front of you exactly how it's set up? You were the one telling me about it.
Yeah, I remember, you know, just off the top of my head what I did read. So the way it works, there's 32 countries, and each country, Blizzard looks at the top 100 players in each country.
And they do that from their skill ranking in game. Like, so you
competitive
play
match.
Competitive.
Yeah.
So like Anuj could affect where India places.
You might be top 100.
I might be top 100.
So, okay. So top 100, it's ranked, top 100, top 32 countries go right now. 32. Shout out to the United Emirates. I didn't even
Nice. They made it. Good for them.
And yeah, after that, you know, they pick and then they do the tournament. And from what you were saying, I didn't know this, but it's fan voted. Oh my God, that's so bad.
So right bad. Now I have it right idea. Here. So South Korea, if you just want to know top five, well, we'll do top 10. South Korea, China, USA, Sweden, USA. The UK, France, Canada, Finland, Germany, and Denmark.
For fun, give us bottom five.
So bottom five
bottom
here.
Five.
Now, bottom five is still, though, these are not even making it. So
no,
these are the top 50.
Bottom five making it.
Bottom okay, five bottom making five it. Making it. We said, what, 32 teams were going. All right. So that's where 32 is the United Arab Emirates, Austria, Switzerland, and Portugal.
All right. Okay.
Yeah,
and Vietnam.
You know, you got honestly, Vietnam in there.
If you look, at the top 10 teams outside of South Korea, I mean, you could pretty much look at any competitive scene. It's like, okay, yeah,
yeah, but that adds about right.
That adds US. About
right. And I really like the way they're doing that. I think it's cool that they're basically turning their entire competitive scene almost into an integrated esports. Right? Like if
it runs on its own, right?
It runs on its own. They have all the numbers there, and if you are, you know, top 100. For your bracket of country, chances are you probably join competitive and everyone there takes it serious.
Doesn't it make matchmaking in CS look like garbage? Like, it's so well put together.
Does it take much to make matchmaking in CS look like garbage?
Well, look, they can get official rankings off of this and it's like, you don't even have
to know exactly where you stand
by what
country.
You know exactly where you stand, how you're ranking up. Their system is just so better. I mean, so much well put together, I guess you could say.
No, but Valve has not cared about their matchmaking for a long, long time. So I like this. I like the fact that they're integrating it. The thorn in my side, though, is the player or the fan voting the players in. So you have the competitive scene making it to where your country can play. But then out of that, they don't go into detail of how these players are getting. Are you voting from the top 100? Like, is Blizzard going to the top 100 players and saying, hey, are you cool if you're up to vote? If you're cool with it, we'll throw you in the running and players can vote you in. But last year, it wasn't like that.
All right, so I got a question. Is it top 100? Like, you have to be top 100 as part of the fan voting?
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. They didn't say.
I mean, that's how it should be. Mm-hmm. Right. But like you had mentioned earlier, there's like some streamers on this and people that didn't help them qualify.
They haven't gotten that far in detail yet. Last year, though, there were like YouTube personalities. Back then, it was in season one, so you didn't have SR ranking. It was the normal like 1 through 100 or whatever it was, where 60, you were pretty good, 70, you were top 500, and 40, you were trash. And you had people, like I think it was for Team Mexico, you had like a female YouTube star or streamer, whoever, I don't know what it was, but they were rank 42.
Yeah.
It's like, is the World Cup?
If you look at it, and it's streamers are popular and it's going to end up happening, you're going to have Seagull, Tailspin, Tim the Tatman?
I won't watch. If Tim the Tatman's in it, I'm out.
Moon Moon? Moon Moon's
I'll
not
watch
bad.
Moon Moon.
Yeah.
I just can't stand him.
Oh my God.
He's my kryptonite.
Yeah.
So But that, I guess, I don't know, maybe it's just because I feel like they're better, so it's not as big a deal. Like, I'm not saying it has to be all pros, right? But at least use it from your top 100. Like, Moon Moon could legit be a top 100 American player, and I'm sure he is.
Oh, he has
right?
to be.
Like, Tim the Tatman, as much as I don't like his stream, I'm sure he is probably a top 100 American player.
Mm-hmm.
So all that at least makes sense.
Oh, he plays all the time.
Top 100, that's...
Yeah,
100 people are a lot of people to be top of. And if you're a streamer and stuff, he plays Overwatch primarily.
A ton, I guess,
Yeah, like I'm sure any of those top streamers on Overwatch are top 100.
I love the concept, but it should be professional for the most part. You know, you should make it
I don't mind the international tournaments branching off of esports. Like the NHL just announced they're not going to allow pros in the Olympics. As much
for different
as
reasons, though. It's like
right, I get it, but
the safety issues and all that.
But I don't think that's deterring the hockey in the Olympics. I'm still going to watch it, even though it's not full of pros. This
it
I'm
does
still
take away
gonna
some
watch
of the like the lackluster is kind of
it takes away your familiarity.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, if you see all these pros, it's going to help out the pro scene. Like if Blizzard was smart, they would almost use this a way to launch the Overwatch League by advertising these pros and being like, okay, and guess what? You saw them here represent your country. Now go follow their team.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, now, on the flip side, yeah, I want to see the best players in each country. Like if it was CS and we're watching Team Sweden, I want to see Olaf. I want to see Get Right. I want to see the best players.
I thought you said best player.
Shut up. You shut your mouth. All right.
Is he talking about Get Right over there?
Huh?
Is he making fun of Get Right?
I think he is, Anoush.
Hit the mute button. Stop the show.
We'll talk about it after the show.
I'm done.
But bottom line, I want to see the best players playing for their country. I don't want just some popular, you know, scrub, you know, playing against South Korea and getting destroyed.
Right. And like I said, I don't mind if they're legit in the top 100. I'm saying what happened last year is you did have players playing for nations that were not in their top 100 at all. Like, you're never going to tell me that someone in the 40s were a top Mexican player. Like, never going to convince me that's possible.
My issue is you lose the consistency from country to country, right? There might be one country that votes, they're really their top five best players.
Right.
And then you have another country who's going to vote a couple of streamers in, YouTube personality.
That's what happened last time.
You don't get an even playing field across the board.
No.
And then the tournament loses its, you know, it just doesn't
mean as much. The issue is the beginning of the tournament doesn't mean as much. It's like, yeah, but it could be a Cinderella story. No, it's not.
You get to the finals, you're probably going to have two good teams.
You're going to have your, when you get to your top six or whatever, it's going to be very clear who voted for the better players, because there's no way a Cinderella story happens in Overwatch.
Yeah, last time it was Spain, right? Like, Spain had a couple of streamers and they made it.
Was it Spain?
I think it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
One of them, I mean, yeah, you'll have that interesting story where they might perform better than expected.
Yeah.
But I agree. As far as this is at BlizzCon, I mean, this is their national stage. This is their worldwide stage.
Yeah.
Where they want to show up the best results in a game that, to be honest, has kind of been struggling on the professional scene as far as Overwatch goes, in my opinion. It's not
It didn't take off as much as I think they thought it would
initially. Let me say that. It's not that it's not doing well. It did not take off the way I thought it was going to.
I think the viewing is still a problem in the game. It's not a... I shouldn't say it's not a fun watch, it's not easy to...
I think Blizzard somewhat put a chokehold on when they announced their Overwatch League, saying that teams were going to be auctioned off to cities and rosters were going to be auctioned off and player contracts and everything. And I think they kind of put a chokehold on like ESL or all these other guys trying to pick up to do these tournaments.
Yeah.
I mean, you have Apex and that's it, but that's in Korea. So I don't think they're really ever concerned about what we're doing over here.
No.
So I think Blizzard somewhat put a chokehold for now. Now, when the Overwatch League blows up, who knows, right?
Oh, like, well, man. These other leagues, they just like need mentioned, to ESL show that, them, correct. They find new things to bring to a tournament, right? Whether that be Star Ladder bringing in the bomb timer, and then it gets implemented on a bigger stage and other people carry it over. You lose that with Overwatch. You're kind of stuck with whatever Blizzard has put together, and you go with it. Either it's good or it's not. And right now, I think from a viewing experience, it's all right. I enjoy playing the game, but watching it, I'm still not hardcore dedicated to it.
No, and you have a few. Like, you have like the one OW, the $15,000 tournament going on in Overwatch, where you see some, like, one of my pet peeves in Overwatch is that the colors don't dictate who's on offense or defense. And you constantly, when you're getting tripped up all the time.
Yeah.
Well, they finally smarted up, and next to the team names up top, just straight up put, this is attack, this is defense. So you know. I mean, it makes it much easier to follow.
No red and blue concept earlier. Right. Yeah.
All they need to do is listen to our buddy Alchemist. I was watching it. I was looking at him on Twitter, and he was like saying all these things that they could do to improve the competitive play, and a lot of it made sense.
What is the financial payout for the World Championships?
For this World Cup?
Yeah, the World Cup.
I don't think it...
It, you're playing for pride.
Said anything. Yeah, I think you're just playing for your colors, man. Why does there gotta be money involved? Let's see. Hold on.
Gotta be money involved.
Yeah, probably gotta be money involved.
I'm gonna see what last
probably why it's a
was.
Fan vote.
Yeah, now I know why it's fan vote. They can't get any of the top players to come and attend.
The Overwatch World Cup for 2016. South Korea won first. Russia won second. Man, I don't remember Russia getting second. I thought it was Americans got fifth through eighth. Maybe that's why I stopped paying attention. 18,000. Last year it was, oh, so it's every team in the top 16 last year got 18,000. Okay. Everybody got the same. You just got the same flat rate for going, and then you played for pride at
participation
that
trophy.
Well, I don't really care about that, though.
I don't, but I think
the prize money in tournaments, and I've preached this since day one of the show, I've never judged a tournament based off of prize money.
The players do.
The players do, sure. Yeah, they'll judge the importance, and that's fine, because it affects them.
Yeah.
But as far as I'm concerned, I mean, I don't care how much a...
Do you
like
think
this,
it's
this is a World Cup, right? Like I said, you throw the flag on there, you're going to get people to care.
Maybe that's why they go to the fan voting side, is they know you're not going to get the top players coming from South Korea to go to BlizzCon or Vietnam to go to BlizzCon if there's not much money involved here.
Yeah, but do you think Overwatch is in a position where they can be picky?
I think Blizzard is in a position where they can throw money at it.
Fair point. Fair point. I mean, if Blizzard wanted to, they could probably drop a pretty penny for a tournament, which the prize pool in general was $288,000 last year. I mean, that's not nothing. It's just they decided to split that up between all the teams.
Yeah. Take 1% of your WoW subs, throw that towards it. You got about $1 million tournament right there.
Easy.
And being done with that. So I don't know. When is BlizzCon? I know the tickets are going on sale tonight. It's at BlizzCon. I don't know when BlizzCon is. I had it here. BlizzCon 2017, blah, blah, blah. The one thing that's cool here, it says where a round of 8 single elimination matches will crown the victorious national team. So the finals are seriously just single eliminations.
What about like round play is all single?
Well, they did group play last year, assuming, like I said, they haven't really gave out too many details. This is all going off of last year. They had 16 teams. So last year they didn't even do 32. It was only 16.
Yeah.
So...
one thing. I like the concept.
It's like every World Cup, though. You're going to have those teams that are just there because they had to have 32 teams.
Yeah.
Like, think about it. Last year, there was only 16 teams, and there were still some throwaway, trash-tier teams. So this year, it's going to be even worse when it comes to, like, the curve skill.
What if they do it by seeding? You got South Korea going up against United Emirates the first match. It's like...
Upset alert.
Oh my god. South Korea would just explode.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Like I said, I'm interested. I was not impressed with it last year.
Like I said, I don't really like the fan
voting takes me out of it. It really does.
Maybe you get a year or two of bad play and they tweak that eventually, but
probably a silly pet peeve. But we'll wait to BlizzCon before we really pass judgment, or at least until they add more details. My one takeaway for BlizzCon is they need to announce more on the Overwatch League. If they don't announce more on the Overwatch League this year at BlizzCon, I'm going to say it's dead. Like, it's just not going to be as big as they wanted it to
be.
I think they're taking way too long. They announced it way too early. But I understand why they announced it early, because they didn't want organizations getting attached to ESL or whatever and going that route. Let's move on, though. I want to move on to Street Fighter V E-League. That is coming up Friday. The Group A playoffs, if you will. Phase one is how they're wording it. You had the preliminaries the last couple of weekends here, and then now you're in phase one. Group A is going down here. I'm pulling up my notes here, killing some time. All right, so in Group A, you had Punk and Momochi. They were the ones who instantly qualified. They're going to the semis. They're already in Phase 2. They got the Phase 1 bye, if you will. Playing Friday, all right, you have Punk being an American, by the way. Every group, you mentioned it earlier in the pre-show meeting, Brett, that every group had a...
Had an American come out
on top.
Yeah, with a bye. So
yeah, with a bye, very cool. Group B. I just want to hold off for till we talk about what's coming up on Friday. Group B, man, Snake Eyes came out of there. I am shocked by Snake Eyes, because I said it when this first started that he kind of went MIA for a long time. Like I felt rode the coattails of being an American and just being relevant for that.
Didn't he play well in the last tournament also that we were just talking about? Like, just recently? What Street Fighter tournament was, like, 2 weeks ago.
No, that was. We talked about this. Yeah, when he came out on top.
Yeah,
that was. Yeah, a couple weeks ago when Group B actually played. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just, I don't know. I'm impressed by that. But Group A, the two people out, Marn, rest in peace, Marn.
Oh, my God. He was one of my favorites.
He's such
too.
A personality, dude. It sucks to see him go because you just want to give him a hug. And then Ricky Ortiz, she is also out, being an American.
And the story, too.
Well, okay. Can I pump the brakes on that? All right.
What? What, Tim? What? What?
Because she's not the only trans in the tournament.
But they talked about her a lot.
I know, but where did Guilty? They didn't show Guilty any love. Ooh, look at
I'm
the
not
face.
Touching this one. No, you're not. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Oh, I said, I said, I said last week that I, listen, me and my wife play a very inappropriate game.
Whoa.
Where she will show me pictures of transsexuals and I get to guess.
What?
Well, she doesn't tell me right away. She's like, so what do you think? Is this a guy or a girl? And I'm pretty on point. Most of the time, I'm like 9 for 10. I don't want to brag. I feel like I can see a trans
Tim,
pretty well.
Wait. You can play that game. Just go to a Mardi Gras in New Orleans and you're playing that game like every 10 minutes.
I'm just glad I met my wife when I did.
This is a good time to ask for sponsors. If any of y'all are listening, hop on board.
I'm just glad I met my wife when I didn't have to worry about, like, okay. So, I mean, I knew you when you were 13. Okay.
Well, I wasn't sure where you were going with that. I thought you were going to start talking about the game, would you? And
well, we could play that too if you want.
So what's up with Pool B?
No, my point is... is guilty for being, I think, I don't know what politically, I'm just going to come out and say it. I don't know what politically correct word we want to use here. For being, I think, a former man, or she, I don't know. I don't want to be rude. But she ain't that bad looking, and I can appreciate that. Not saying I would, because I don't roll that way, but I
the
just...
look on Anuja's face right now.
I'm just like so out of this conversation
I
right
can
now.
Appreciate.
I might as well mute my mic, go to the
we
restroom.
We can just, no.
Come back
we, you can appreciate.
Save the show, Anuja.
Because I think Ricky, not, like again, I'm not saying a 9 out of 10, but I'm just saying I appreciate the work that they do.
So like, are Ryu and Ken still characters in this game?
Yes,
yeah,
they are.
Okay, my point is,
is I can appreciate what a trans does to look good.
We're not
good
derailing him.
Because I know if I had to be trans or chose to be trans, I would not look that good. And they pull it off. That's all I'm saying. They pull it off. Moving on.
I'm so uncomfortable right now.
It hurts.
Well, it's 2017, boys. It's just it's what this is about. Group A, though, so yeah, Ricky and Marn are out. Rest in peace. God bless.
So many awesome handshakes.
So who we get to see on Friday? All right, let's get familiar with who we're seeing on Friday, okay? You have Julio, an American, all right? Get over here. So, okay, yeah, you have Julio, ranked roughly around 30. I mean, these are all top 50 players, okay, give or take. Julio being American, he kind of mains Ken. All right, he said he feels like he is a Ken player, and that's all he really plays. Now, he only went 2-5 in group play. All right, he barely made it out. In fact, the only reason he made it out is because he beat Marn. Him and Marn had the same
record.
Wait,
you can go 2-5 in group play and make it out of groups?
Well,
I mean, there's 8 people. And when Ricky goes 0-7, every single group in this tournament had someone go 0-7.
Yeah.
So it helps when one person
tanks
loses
out.
Every single one of their games. It kind of helps you out going 2-5. And then you had Brolinho, Brazilian over there. He went 4-3. He is the weakest one in this group.
One of the best names, though.
It is a legit name.
Yeah.
Now, I know he surprised a lot of people because he beat Infiltration in group play.
And that's a top seed, right?
Well,
so
he has to play his way out of the next
Infiltration, that's the next one. So Infiltration, who, like you said, top seed for everything. I mean, last year he dominated. I think out of like the 4 or 5 tournaments he played, he only got second in one the entire year of 2016.
And even the bottom seeds in this, like even Ricky. I mean, it was
all
competitive.
All these
it was really competitive.
Good.
Even the worst players in each group, I don't feel like there were a whole lot of matches where people were just getting dominated. There were a lot of really close matches.
And I agree. I think the 0-7s don't tell the whole story. So, and we'll talk about it when it gets to the groups. I don't want to always jump from group to group. Mm-hmm. But like L.I. Joe, he went 0-7. And he was, I mean, right there every game, and he went 0-7. So it doesn't, the scoreboard doesn't tell the full story. I mean, you really have to go back and watch some of the games. But Infiltration is one where he is a top seed. He went 4-3. He struggled. He hasn't, but he even said in an interview that he's not really, he hasn't been as focused in the game. He's getting married, you know, being a sucker. Mm-hmm. And then you have Smug, who went 5-2, also being an American. Particularly a Balrog would be his main character there.
Go figure. Wait, it wasn't there a guy that
what
his
does
name
that
Balrog?
Mean?
Well, no. I thought you were talking about.
What does that?
There's a guy.
Mean?
I thought you were talking
explain
about.
Explain yourself.
All right. So I thought you were talking about the guy that actually has Balrog in his name. My bad. My B. All right. Mm-hmm. Proceed.
Sure.
All right.
So Smug. I think when you're looking at the two, because two people are coming out of this to go into phase two, give me, I think Smug's going to come out on top, and then give me Berlino. I think Infiltration's out. I don't think Infiltration, I think just from watching his gameplay from before, I think he's good because he's got the natural talent with Street Fighter, but as far as being mentally there, I think he's focused on other things.
I'm going to roll with him so I sound like a genius because he is.
Infiltration, and Infiltration. You just don't want to bet against Infiltration. So. I can respect that. What do you have, Brett?
Sure.
Big fan.
Yeah, I know. No, this is the first time I ever watched
Street
Fighter.
No, this is true. Okay, well, let me ask you this then. Because I know, like, before the show and stuff, I was giving you Shuriken.com, which is an amazing website, by the way, Anuj. I'll give you the link. Anyone, just Google Shuriken.com or Shuriken Fighting Game, whatever. You'll probably find it on Google. It is by far the best community esports website out there.
So I can speak for the people that are listening to the show and really don't partake
and
in
know
Street
what?
Fighter.
There are 5. People in our Discord who said, you know, I really don't watch Street Fighter. Yeah. I don't watch fighting games.
And, you know, it was a slow week and I was like, you know what? I'll give this a shot. You know, something different. I'll watch it. And I was pleasantly surprised. I mean, you got the gameplay is nice. It's, you know, easy to follow.
E-League does put on a really good show. They do. They make it very easy to understand.
Right. And, the personalities is something else to latch onto. So if you really don't know what's going on,
the personalities
are awesome. The only, I mean, and the analysts were okay. There was, we'll probably talk about this later, but the one thing I did not like was the interviewer.
Forte?
Yeah. He was not good.
We will also get into his work. Malik Forte, he's the interviewer. He's the one who does the stage interviews. I'm not a fan of his work. I think he's really awkward. I think he wears clothes too small, if we're being nitpicky here. Whoa. That was my fault, gentlemen.
Tim's ringtone just saying no.
That was my ringtone. Just
show a little professionalism,
Tim. I'm sorry.
At least have a rap song in the background.
Let me put my phone on mute. That was very
unprofessional. You know what, though? Just to touch on that, like, I'm coming from Brett's angle here because I also don't watch fighting games much. You know, here and there, maybe if it's on a high volume on Twitch, I'll check it out just to see what's going on, right? E-League was one of the first times I sat there, and I watched it for about 30 minutes. It's not like I sat there for hours and watched it, but I enjoyed it. I mean, it's well done. The game looks, you know, it's interesting. I've played old school Street Fighter. I mean,
right.
Street Fighter 2
is not,
everybody's.
I mean, even if you've never played Street Fighter,
you know what it is. But I knew the characters. They hadn't seemed like they had changed much. You know, you know, the normal crew of cast and crew. Yeah. So it was fun. I mean, I enjoyed watching it.
Yeah, and I watched hours of it. And one thing I did like about the Street Fighter scene, the parody and characters. I didn't feel like every match I watched, they were using the same person over and over and over again. There were people using different characters, which is nice in a game. You always want that balance. And it would just get stale if I was watching Ken versus, you know, Dalsim every time.
Or Ken versus Ken. That's the worst. So you're always in danger of constantly getting the same
shout out to my boy Dalsim.
So I think I'm glad that you guys are grasping onto this because I love fighting games and I love the FGC. Shuriken.com is a really good website to go to get any news on fighting games. Also, the Capcom Pro Tours website is also very good. They update everything. Shuriken.com has a tournament tab, shows all the tournaments. There's really not an excuse to not know when's coming up. So we will be focusing on E-League Street Fighter here. I think we'll probably preview the group every week before it comes up, just because we can quickly hit on that. But I did promise fun with audio. And as amazing as E-League is, it's had its moments where it was kind of fun. We had some tension, some rivalries. We had some technical difficulties. And I also have just a little fun game show called Same Not Same, including Mr. Forte, the stage interviewer. So where do you guys want to start?
Same Not Same.
You want to start same, with Same Not Same? Not same? Okay, so I quickly noticed this during the show. During E-League, where when Malik would interview people, and we all do this, right? Like when I talk to you guys, I talk very differently from if I talk to my in-laws.
Or your wife.
Or my wife. Or even like outside of the show, my speeching pattern probably sounds way different, like with a mic in front of me, just because I work in radio. I'm used to having the mic, they call it the broadcast voice, radio voice.
You don't talk like this to your customers and your finance job?
No, I talk very tired head.
Careful. Don't get another violation, all right?
So we'll move on from that. We don't need to talk about that. It's just natural, right? When you talk with your friends, you have different speech patterns and everything like that. So I noticed he's got his own little quirks where depending on who he's talking to, he definitely changes his tone. And when I say that, I mean if they're the same race as him.
Fair enough. I mean, fair point.
Fair point. Yeah. Right, like we're not being politically incorrect here. Everyone does this. And I just thought, let's have some fun. I have 5 clips here. I'm going to play them for you. It's just Malik talking here. So it's just him. I cut out any of the names, anything that would maybe give away who he's talking to. I just want you guys to tell me, are they same or not same? Do we understand the rules?
Yeah, vaguely.
We'll find out.
You just tell me. If he's talking to
someone
the same race or not.
This is not as bad as Brett's Balrog comment.
No, so this is not.
This is not even close to that comment.
What? Your Balrog comment. You know what? Okay.
I'm just going to own it. Fine. Whatever.
All right. Clip number one.
Excellent. Excellent. So we haven't seen you since Capcom Cup last year. A lot of people have been wondering what you've been up to, what your training regimen's been like. Could you give us a little insight on that? Ah, man, lost the guile. He's becoming a family man officially. Totally understand it. All right, so how are you feeling about this matchup against Brolinho? Give us a little insight on your game plan going in. Excellent, excellent. We're going to be watching it, and we're going to be rooting for you. And on that note, we're going to send it back to the desk. Take it away, guys.
So, just tell me. We don't have to get to say race. Just say.
Not same.
Same. Not same.
I'm going with not same.
I'm going to go with same.
Brett is the winner! That was with infiltration, and he is not same. Brett, put a point on the board.
Boom.
We'll go with number 2.
Thank you very much, guys. I'm here. How you doing today, man? All right. So tell me, how did it feel to win, you know, given that, you know, you won it over Knuckle Dude, somebody who spoke about the NLBC being free and whatnot? I'm definitely interested to know what your thoughts are on who the strongest player in your group is. If you had to pick one, could you pick one? All right, man. Fair, good way to look at it. All right. Well, thank you very much. Wish you the best of luck. Go do your thing, and good luck in your match, man.
I'm gonna let you go first, Anoush.
Same.
Same. Such.
You would both be correct. That would be smug. And you know what's funny is I thought that was like the closest one. I listened to like almost all of them, and I didn't want to pick. I don't want to do all show on this. But I thought he was like gonna be like the curveball, or maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Okay, so if you got that one, probably all these are gonna be. Pretty easy here. All right, we'll go with number 3. Right now, the score, Brett 2, Anuj 1.
Were there any surprises to you, like people who came out, people who went home that you didn't expect? What are your overall thoughts on this crazy group that you're in, man? Because they put you in a death group. Did you kind of feel like, man, I don't know how I'm going to make it out of this? No comment right now. Keep it in. You're going to keep it in right now. All right, I'm going to come back later. We're going to get you and see how you feel about it. All right, man. Well, I wish you the best of luck, my man, all right?
Was it same or not same?
That was close, but I'm going to go with same.
I'm going with not same.
Oh, Anuj, you're giving Brett the lead. That was same.
Yeah,
that was,
you know, I was trying to make up points here.
No, I had you to make have a comeback. You have to do that. You gotta, you know, go for the fences. I respect that.
Yeah, I respect that.
That was with Wolfcrone.
Yeah,
All right, let's see which ones have we not done. Here's this one here.
Right. Now, toward the end of the last season, you were playing Guile, but your main was Armika. That's who you were bodying everybody with. How's the transition to being a full-time Guile been? Right. It seems like you've been doing the same dominant stuff out in the battlefield. So to me, it looks like it's been good.
So nervous.
I definitely want to get it on.
So nervous.
Who's your first matchup today? This is somebody who I feel like can mix it up with you and has mixed it up with you before pretty well. How are you feeling going into this first matchup? All right, man. Well, thank you very much. I'm wishing you the best of luck out there. Go do your thing.
So are we saying same or not same?
Not same.
Not same.
That is correct. That was with Knuckle Doo.
Yeah.
That would be not same. Yeah, all right.
He's so nervous.
So I think you are 100. I think you're right. Batting 1,000 right now, and you missed two.
Missed two.
Okay. All right. So really, we'll let this one be worth 1,000,000 points here.
There we go.
So we'll just go from there. All right.
And
nice.
And Brett's going first
back,
then,
right?
So I can pick the opposite.
Okay. So here's this one. The last one for same, not same. If you've been playing at home, we so far had Infiltration, not same. We had Smug, same. Wolfchrome, same. And Knuckle Doo, not same. So here's the last one.
Yo, you're in a death group, man. I want to know how you feel about this group, because there's a lot of killers. It's going to be it's gonna be hard, man.
It's going to be
hard. How you feeling, though? Word up, word up. All right, so your first match is up against... how you feeling about that matchup, man? You know, I have a feeling we're going to be talking to you a lot today, so I'm going to let you get back to practice. Thank you very much, man. Right. And, yo, best of luck.
Appreciate it.
You could even hear, like, the dab right at the end. Like... All right. I'm going to go with same, Tim.
Okay, that was a risky pick. What are we doing here, Nuge?
In the off chance that he threw us a curveball here.
Don't do it.
I need to get the points. We're going to go with not same.
Congratulations, Brett. You are the winner of the first ever same, not same here on the center ring. You ran away with. That was 5 for 5. Well done, sir.
Yeah,
well,
I mean, I...
Well done.
I did watch a lot,
well
but...
Well done.
I mean...
That's like, I did watch every interview, so that does help.
No, he did but, warm up for the game.
Yeah, but I get it. You know, he was already nervous, and you're just trying to relate, and just be you, man. Just be...
Yeah, I mean, there were clearly some participants of the tournament he was more comfortable with, and, you know... Like I said, we're all like that. I just thought it was funny. It was very obvious. It was while you were watching it, like the one with the last one here was K Brad. Mm-hmm. That was the one where I was like, okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Something's going on here.
Yeah. And
something you just
let's make a just, game show out of this.
You just gave him a dab. You like didn't do anything of that with the other guy.
So it doesn't feel like we're picking on him. You can even go and watch like maybe YouTube clips of like Ryan Seacrest during American Idol or something like that.
Right.
And
I'll tell
it's the
you
same
what.
Way. Same way.
There, the Key and Peele.
It's just fun.
The Key and Peele did the presidential one.
Yeah.
Where he's like saying what's up to everybody in the line.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, the
there is one person
thing.
On the face of the earth that is not guilty of this.
Oh.
And that is mascot of the show. That's Launders.
Launders. Dude, he is the
Launders
same person to anybody he talks to.
Launders doesn't change his way. That's or right. anyone.
Us Indians don't see color, honestly.
Oh. Well, is that what it is?
We're united that way.
Okay.
Yeah, I bet. Let's do this then, too. And this was literally like a minute and a half of the broadcast. I think in group C, maybe. I don't know. It was like a minute and a half's worth, though. And I noticed this on the stream. And it wasn't like a stream issue or anything. It was straight up audio malfunction during the broadcast. Like, this would have happened on TV if this was still going, if this was over TV. In short, what happens during a broadcast, you can tell that they were running on a delay, right? And I could almost promise you what happened was is during the board, someone probably potted up the delay feed. And then that way you heard what was going on over air. So it creates this really weird loop, right? Like almost like if we were talking, then all of a sudden you would hear what I just said from 30 seconds ago going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's like you're hearing what's going on air, which is normally 30 seconds to a minute behind. And so this happened here for like a minute and a half. I'll play it and just listen.
Wolfchrome got off to an incredible start here, and I know you're a big fan of Shenna, so I'll stay with you.
Well,
it's very obvious
this is, of course, an offline tournament, and unlike online, you can't rage quit. You can't disconnect. from the murderous intent of Xian. It's going to be a Xianamen massacre. I love my boy in this one over Wolfchrome. Nowhere to hide.
Save me, Seija.
Look, I feel like there will be a disconnect, and it will be his arcade stick after he loses to Wolfchrome. Wolfchrome is playing so good.
From the murderous intent of Xian, it's going to be a Xianamen massacre. I love my boy.
That's what we're doing. We're just recording everything you say. We're going to send it on to the government, mate. But Wolfchrome, as you say, got off to that great start.
I just hear Richard and was going to be
pushing. He's always in for the ears here.
The murderous intent of Xian, it's going to be a Xianamen.
Get your stuff together. I mean, you can.
That's what we're doing.
We're recording everything you say. We're going to send it on to the government.
Can't hear a word they're saying. And then listen,
look, I say, got off to that great start.
There's still 18 seconds of it.
You know, I mean, nobody really saw that coming.
Is this my head for that long?
Yeah, for about a minute.
So good.
Of the caliber of Shen.
The murderous intent.
All right, well, look, what we'll do is we'll throw to an interview with Wolfchrome that we had a little bit earlier today.
Mass chaos for like an entire minute and a half of just like loop upon loop upon loop, and it's like, okay, let's cut to commercial, let's do something, man.
Yeah,
and you could see where it was, they were just like, well, let's just power. Props to them, because they did just power through it. Like, they kept talking underneath it.
It was definitely not helping the situation, but what are you supposed to do?
No,
at that point,
you're live.
You should
go
radio silence and just like let it catch up to where it's at. Eventually
it'll
be silent
live
on both ends.
And I think that's why they went to the interview when they did.
Yeah.
So they could kill their mics and be like, okay, whatever this loop is, we need to kill it now. Because it just keeps going.
If that's live on TBS, someone's losing their job.
Like I said, if it's anything like radio, the guy probably just accidentally turned on the on-air volume pot, you know, like how on the board right here, I have all these things that I could turn on that probably went on. Like, I could turn on what's on the radio right now and put it up here. So I'm sure that's what he did and just didn't realize it. Maybe if TV works the same as radio, I'm not sure. I just, when I first listened, if we didn't have to listen to like the first 30 seconds, I'd listen to it again, because that was mass chaos. And then we'll kind of end the E-League Street Fighter talk with this, because we can't go the show without talking about this beef. K-Brad and Wolfchrome, they have a history, okay? So I think most people saw this and just thought this was like a one-time thing. No, they have a history. It's been like two or three tournaments where Wolf beat K-Brad and kind of did like this, I don't even know how to describe it. Like, he's wiping off his hands, right? Like, you know, you just get out of here.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the next tournament, he tweets out saying, well, I guess it's time that I F up K-Brad, something, something, he's fat.
Something about his fat friends,
right,
or something like that. Which we talked about this earlier. Like,
come on.
And kind of a prerequisite, if you're going to call someone fat, you can't really be fat yourself.
Not saying I can do it.
Yeah, that's right.
But it's because I'm fat.
P-H-E-T.
And Wolfchrome then ended up losing to K-Brad. And K-Brad, Anuj, you'll have to go back and look at this. Maybe I'll tweet it out, so people have a background story of where they're coming from. Just straight up stands over him and looks like he is like inches away from his face.
I am you've known me for 3 years now. I am a passive human, a lover, not a fighter. But if someone gets in my face like that, hands are going to be laid on somebody.
Listening to this interview is just painful. So like, it's just one of those things where you're watching and you're like, no class, zero sportsmanship.
But we love it,
right? There is history, though.
It doesn't even matter. You don't even see you don't see that in any major sport done the way that take a listen and people will get an idea of what we're talking about here.
But you want more.
Yeah, you want more.
You do.
Obviously, this sells, right?
Yeah.
It sells, and you're not going to get, because realistically, you could blame, you know, Forte for not like kind of getting, he like, hey man, you are the interviewer, take control of the interview.
I mean,
you
this is one of those things that goes to top front page of Reddit. As far as a gaming subreddit goes,
people are
going to
get involved.
Like, everyone wanted to see it because it was fun to see. But
and this wasn't on the live TV. This was on Twitch stream. So if you were going to have something like this, this is that time.
This is the audience that it should go to also at that point.
I bet you it would have just, once they started swearing, it would have cut to commercial.
Yeah.
Like instantly would have been cut. So here it's 2.5 minutes long. So just listen through it all. We can stop it if you want and go from there. But it's 2.5 minutes. Here you go.
The last game, he was doing something that I didn't.
Set it up. Wolf just beat K-Brad after this.
The last game, he was doing something that I didn't know how to deal with. He would set the fireball right in front, and then I tried to low short it, and I couldn't put him. No, it's not excuses. You won. What are you talking about? You know, I'm not you, bro. I'm not you. I don't got to do the whole cold hands. I don't got to do the cold.
Give a chance, man.
No. Stop talking. Shut your mouth real quick. So, for one second, shut up. I'm trying to tell you that you did something good, you idiot. Now listen. You were doing something that I couldn't beat. Yeah, you were doing something that I could.
He's giving you a compliment, though.
Is this kid stupid?
Wolfcrone's gone now. He's walked off. He's walked off. Will this beef ever end, or is this everlasting now?
I think there's something wrong with him. I legit think there's something wrong with his head. Like, in his head is something wrong. Oh, my God. He still got the tag on his hat.
Wolfcrone, is there any respect for K-Brad, man? He did take you to the last game.
Now he's telling every excuse, I just can't deal with it. I just don't know how, you know? Every excuse is coming out the book now.
He was giving you a compliment,
like,
though.
I understand that, but he's also making an
excuse for himself. That's what he's doing.
For why he lost?
I couldn't adapt in match. That's me saying you were the better player right now. What are you saying? What do you want? Do you not know how to interpret what I'm saying to you?
I'm saying
you did something, and it was good shit that I could not deal with. What are you saying?
Better said.
Fellas, will there ever...
Yeah, like... Even listening to this is like hurting me, because how dumb do you got to be to not understand what's happening there?
Listening to what he's saying there,
like, are you listening to one word? The dude is actually giving you a compliment. Like I said, I don't know the backstory. There's probably a ton of hatred here, and he can't
of
see
not
past
taking
it.
Each other serious,
yeah. But like, good Lord, like, come on now, like. The dude's actually giving you a compliment here.
And I understand the frustration from K-Brad, because he was the one who just lost.
Yeah.
So if anyone's going to be upset and emotional about it, it should be K-Brad. So I understand, like, if you have some guy saying, like, are you stupid? Are you an idiot? You're going to get defensive like Wolf did.
But that was after.
You hear the commentator even say, like, he's complimenting you.
Yeah. Cut it, bro.
It doesn't go anywhere.
Any respect between the two of you guys, or is this going to be an everlasting beef? Let's just... Answer the question.
Listen, as a player, I used to always fist bump him. I used to always shake his hand until he started talking trash. So it has nothing to do with the game. In the game, you're good. You're good. You're here. You're E-League. You made it here. You're on the big stage. Finally, you're here. But as a person, I just don't like him. I just don't like him.
Straight up. And what are your thoughts on that, man?
Who gives a fuck?
Damn.
All right. You know what?
That was the shot.
On that note, I'm going to send it back to the desk. Security, come get us off the stage, please.
These children need to stop.
You got
to
be quicker on that bleep button. I could have told you that was coming.
Come on, man. These little kids in there playing video games.
Oh, lordy lord.
You know, in Richard Lewis' secret,
won't be the last time we hear Richard go, oh, lordy lord.
He's like, yes.
Yeah, no, he's eating it up. So this, though, what this spawned, okay, and this actually, for whatever reason, created some controversy. Now, obviously, you have your opinion, Anuj, about saying, like, it's just not, like, it's childish and it's just stupid in the sense of, like, all right, Wolfcrone, like, clearly he was, this is what a normal loser says. It's like, yeah, I didn't adjust.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That's not trying to take credit away from you. It's saying that
that's
you
not an
did.
Excuse. No,
it's,
he said you. Yeah, there was a move that you were doing that I did not know how to counter, and that's why I lost the match.
Right.
It's not
that's
an excuse.
Facts.
It's
that's what
this
happened.
Is what happened.
That's a normal loser's response.
When you're on this stage, I feel like you do have to. This is not an online match where we're playing with our friends and we'll sit here and talk shit the whole time. Like, you're on a big stage here. They're trying to do you right by making the game bigger than it. You know. Bigger than it currently is, obviously, and that's how you're gonna act. I just feel like it's just a bad face. I mean, it just doesn't look good.
It is. And, I mean, it doesn't look good in that sense. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, these rivalries are good for theater, right? But you know, the Street Fighter scene was like, this is E-League. We're trying to get on TV. You can't be dropping F-bombs, man.
And I think that was kind of split down the middle. I think a lot of people, and you had some people like, okay, was it cool? No, probably not. You probably don't want to drop the F-bomb and the S-bomb while trying out on the big stage showing that you guys can handle it. Mm-hmm. Probably not the smartest decision, But you had some people tweeting out that this is like the new low for esports and esports should be ashamed. Okay, let's pump the brakes
here.
Going
too far, but
yeah, like,
yeah.
Come on, dude. Like, you can go watch any NFL game or any other sporting event, and the crowd mic will always pick up something. Like, you will always hear an F-bomb or something on TV in the background.
What's worse, a random F-bomb or Antonio Brown twerking in the end zone?
Yeah, like,
and it's not even that. Like, you're taking raw emotion at the end of a game. So in any sport you watch, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, whatever, when they do an interview after the game, and it's literally one of those, like, maybe on-field interviews, or you catch a guy in a locker room, sometimes somebody's going to pop off and say something. That's why you do those interviews, is you hope to get a reaction from somebody.
Oh, yeah, I mean, as an interviewer, this is the media, best thing. It's players showing emotion. It's what everyone wants. Was it a smart decision? No.
No.
Is it a big deal?
No.
No.
No. They hate each other. That's obvious. It is what it is. Like,
but for people to be like, oh my.
Don't overreact from this is basically what it comes down to. It just wasn't a good look, but it's not the end of the world. It's going to happen again. It's going to happen in every sport, esport, not esport. It is what it is. They were heated. He said something stupid. I'm just more annoyed that he didn't understand what he was saying.
That was the infuriating part to me,
this guy actually is a little dumb. Like, he does not get
You watch him in the interview, and he was just, like, looking away the whole time, and he had his hat down.
Oh, yeah. Hands in the air, rubbing his hands together.
He was in the moment.
You know, he was just trying to look cool. It wasn't working out.
Wolf was in the moment. And then in this very moment, let's get on to some e-news.
Favorite part of the show.
Because it's the end, or because you get to bring up
your
Indian
it was the beginning for a while.
I just like
e-news, you know.
I like
the updates here.
The ripping off stuff. Speaking of updates, here in e-news, your daily or weekly whatever segment of just little news here that we just don't really have the time to break down. Speaking of, like, in Dota, Invictus Gaming swept OG to win the Dota 2 Asia Championship 2017. After OG ended up beating Invictus in the winner bracket final, sending them to the losers. That would be the last time, though, Invictus ever lost in the tournament, as they went to go sweep Newbie in the losers final and then swept OG in the grand finals. I wish I could have watched more of this, but man, those Asian tournaments. They're on pretty early in the morning.
Pretty
like, I wake up early. Like, I get up and I go to work at 7, and like, that broadcast is ending when I get to work, and I'm like, okay, well,
that was fun.
This will be an e-news segment, is what you're telling me. Okay, cool. CSGO, the iBuy Power Cup happened, or as I like to call it, the yearly reminder of making NA relevant again. Cloud9 ended up winning that, taking first. They ended up beating Optic Gaming, Luminosity, and Liquid came in third and fourth.
Is that back-to-back for them in the iBuy Power Cup?
So, I thought it was, but when I looked up before the show, from what I was seeing on Liquipedia, unless iBuyPower just has different, maybe like this is iBuyPower Cup and then you have iBuyPower Invitational. I thought
Cloud9. Well, one of them's LAN and one of them's online, right?
Well, this is an online one.
Yeah.
Okay.
The one that they won last year was LAN.
Okay. Because I thought so too, and I couldn't find anything on it. Either way, Cloud9 ended up winning in pretty clean fashion.
Oh, and the storyline here was like
Nips victory. I'm sorry.
Well, the storyline here, I thought, more so than
this tournament,
Cloud9 winning the tournament, was I thought it was exciting to see Liquid play Optic Gaming. You had the whole controversial Stanislaw versus his old team, and to see how that worked out. Jason R performed well in that tournament.
Yeah, he did.
So I thought that was more exciting than the actual. You know,
are we
overall tournament? But
are we comfortable saying Jason R is going to be on Optic? I think so.
I think he'll be with them for now. And
I just don't see you making a stand-in IGL and be temporary.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
like,
again,
I feel like that's really
he played well in the tournament, so it's hard to be like bumping him off right now. But I could see them just making changes in general. They're not going to get back to where they were with Stanislaw, so you'll see maybe a change a few months from now. But
yeah. And, I mean, well, one, he's good. He grinds. He's always playing. And he's tight with Tarek.
Yeah.
They're, like, really tight. So,
That it's, never hurt.
Again, they looked well. You know, the big story from Cloud9 was Ska coming back to form. Ska looked like a superstar in this tournament. Hopefully that carries over to the next few tournaments, you know, upcoming tournaments for them here, including DreamHack coming up not too long from now. But Ska playing well, and then Shroud. You know, Shroud also looked good in this tournament, whether that's him picking up the AUG and finding a new
fit for him.
But I think
I'm gonna have to try it out.
Both of them coming through and performing well were good. I think that needs to happen for them to be competitive. You have Automatic and Young Stu doing their thing, but if Ska and Shroud can perform, they have a good lineup still, and it's gonna be interesting to see how they go moving forward.
Agreed. In other E news, E League gets nominated for an Emmy.
Shout out.
I can't read. Yeah, so E-League gets nominated for an Emmy. I wonder if that means Alchemist gets nominated for an Emmy.
Well, he did a lot of good work.
Yeah, but they get nominated for here, very obscure category, for an outstanding, they get a 2017 Sports Emmy in Outstanding Studio Design / Art Design. So it's for the physical studio itself is what they're nominated for an Emmy for. Chances are probably slim that they'll win, but still very cool to see. You know, that's still a big
win
deal.
Or not, big like, accomplishment, right, that is something to be proud of. And
for their first year, like, yeah, that's
and we all
huge.
Talked about how we really enjoyed. I mean, we thought they put on a good show and did a great job.
The,
so.
I mean, the studio is half of that. You know,
it's good to see
got
that
a weird studio.
Our opinion is worth something.
Maybe they
here.
Listened.
Maybe they listened.
Maybe they listened. You have NBC's Summer Olympics broadcast, Fox's NHL Sunday Studio, the UEFA Euro Cup, and Mike and Mike is their competition. So pretty steep competition there.
All big players, you know, so I think that's...
Yeah, I mean, to be next to them,
it's
a win no matter what when it comes to E-League and eSports. Anyways, showing that, yeah, it can be done on TV and people care. Now, Gears of War, the Atlantic City Championship, part of Gears of War $1 million... circuit, if you will, whatever they're calling that thing. That happened this weekend. Optic Gaming ended up taking first, which we'll touch on here, but Envious came up second. Overall, dude, it's been a while since I've seen Gears of War. That game's a mess.
They didn't even know it had a comp scene until I saw it in E! News.
I used to watch it back, and I don't know how I watched it.
It's so hectic.
I'm sure it's for some people. Not this old man.
No, it's like, all it is like, do a barrel roll, shotgun blast,
Optic
do a barrel
not
roll.
Good at?
It's not, and that is the big thing in E! News here. Regardless of how I feel about Gears of War, I will still, it still obviously takes some skill, right? There's a reason I'm not pro in it. Optic Gaming, though, their last 3 weeks, this has been their last 3 weeks, Optic Gaming, okay? They won first at MLG Dallas. They won the Halo World Championship. They got first at Gears of War Atlantic City, and then second in the iBuy Power Cup.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean,
that's four of their teams. Three of them getting the triple crown in console.
How bad does this hurt you to say all this?
Yeah, you know, I think as a professional broadcaster, I can put aside my differences with the organization. And besides, there's a new organization that might wrong us, and I just want to leave that room for them. Okay.
Save that hate.
Yeah, maybe another, but someone else knocked Optic Gaming off of that pedestal.
Prize pool again. I don't understand 70,000 That's crazy.
For first place. Yep.
If you're listening, CS:GO pros, take notice. Okay,
that
all
the fact
these
that a Gears of War tournament, is
third world country tournaments here, Gears of War, Halo, these games that are nowhere near the potential of CS:GO right now, are bringing in prize pools as big as you, and that's concerning.
Say what you want about the console plebs. Optic Gaming dominates that scene.
It's insane.
It's insane. There needs to be something neat. I was trying to call it like the Triple Crown because they won all three console tournaments. There's got to be some catchy thing that we can think of.
Even when they're not winning, they're like a top two or three team.
That's what I'm saying.
Know?
Like,
so it's
in,
like, it's
in
crazy.
Counter-Strike, they're relevant. So that team, that organization in general is doing quite well.
Hector is the owner of Optic all around, right?
Yeah,
like it doesn't,
he is the
like,
guy who started
overall.
It.
I mean, it's, you know what? The guy knows how to put together a world-class organization and continues to do so, and this has not been a one-year thing. These guys have been good
consistently.
Since they
hit the scene.
So props to them, and, you know, shoot, keep rolling.
Keep rolling, Optic, and maybe even, you know. do an interview on the show once in a blue moon.
Well, if you guys would follow our Twitter, maybe they would come on.
Oh, that's a good point, Anuj. Follow our Twitter at the Center Ring. We got to get our social following up. Our listener is a respectable number. Our social following apparently is not.
We got to do a better job of being active on there. But if you're listening, follow us.
Let's get the listeners first. And then I'll be active. Okay. I'm active. I run the Twitter account. So I post new shows. You'll get some things there, whatever. Good stuff from there. But follow it at the Center Ring. As far as episode 56 for TCR, that about does it for us. I want to thank you all for listening. If you stuck all the way through or if you skipped around, I definitely appreciate you all the same. Again, our Twitter at the Center Ring, our website tcr.gg. Join our Discord. We're always there hanging out all day, every day, here to chat. Follow me on Twitter at Pirate Mushroom. Brett is at Dallas Homer.
That's right.
And then Anuj is at Spiffy_VR.
Correct.
Good deal. Until then, we will be back next week. I don't know what we're discussing then. The week after that, we are doing a big DreamHack Austin preview. We're going to preview all the games happening there and just kind of the event in general, give you a preview of what to do there, because we will be there. So if you're going to DreamHack Austin, please let us know on our Twitter. And then, yeah, then I'll be moving into a house the next week, so I don't know if we'll do a show.
Boom.
So we'll see what's up. Either way, again, follow us on Twitter for all the latest news. Until then, thank you so much for listening to The Center Ring, and we will see you next time.